Weiter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin Daf, Tesva, picking up on Yudal and Beis, but the bottom of the page, second to last line. Next part of the Mishnah, Erechin HaMetatalin B'Shlosha, Erech, things that are metatalin are done by three. And we explained, right, we said we're going to see exactly what that means, and now we're going to see what that means. My Erech HaMetatalin, what exactly does that mean when it says Erech HaMetatalin? We know an Erech, the Erechin is like the value of a person. So until a certain age, a male, a female. So what are you talking about when it comes to Metaltalin? Amar of Gid Omer Rav, Be'omer Erech Kli Ze'alai. And let's say somebody says that I take upon myself that I'm going to give the Erech value of this Kli. So you have to evaluate what it is. And normally we think that that means nothing because there's no Erechin in it, but actually does do something. The Amar of Gid Omer Rav says Rashi, Erech lo shayach abikelim, el ba'adam, enosin lefi shanav, kemosha kasva parsa. We said, so what is he saying here? It goes according to Rav Gid Omer Rav, that's Amar of Gid Omer Rav, but the Amar of Gid Omer Rav, beep, turn the page, tesvav, ha'omer erech kli zeh alive, someone who uses such a statement, nosin damav, he has to give the value of that thing. Says Rashi, kemosha hu shaveh, deodea hu she'eno lomer lashon erech l'kli, vein erko katsuv, it's not a set thing over here, v'gamar v'amar l'shem damim, de'ein adam motzi dvar of levatala. First doesn't say something levatala. Says Gemara, my time, why is that? Adam yodea she'en erech l'kli, v'gamar v'amar l'shum damim, mishum hachin osedam, but that's where it's to go and give the value. Frakta Gemara, hi erechin hametaltalin. Hi erechin metaltalin? Erechin shel metaltalin mibayle. It should have said erechin shel metaltalin. What's erech metaltalin? After the Gemara, tani erechin shel metaltalin. No problem, so just switch it to see the erech of the metaltalin. Rav Chista amar avimi b'matvis metaltalin erechin. The Mishnah is talking about if somebody makes a statement that he's going to give a specific metaltalin in order to do his erech so that it becomes kadosh. Meaning, someone first takes a regular normal case of saying, I take upon myself to give my erech, and now he's chayav to go and give that amount, you know, depending how old he is and what gender he is, to the Beis HaMikdash. Later, he's marked a specific metaltalin in order to pay for his chiyuv. That's saying the what? That the following things will be kadosh for my valuation. The Mishnah is telling us that if he then wanted to be poed to those things, it has to be done in front of three people. So, a matlis metaltalin erechin, that's how Rashi goes and explains it. Period. Hi erechin metaltalin, metaltalin shel erechin mibayli. That's why it's called erechin metaltalin. It should be metaltalin shel erechin. Says Gemara, no problem. Tani mital shayachin. Just switch around to say that that's what it is. Rabbi Yavoa, my Rabbi Vohu says, Be'omer erki alai. We're talking about a case of Mishnah where somebody says, I take upon myself to give my erich, and he didn't do it. Ba'koin ligbos v'en metaltalin. Another coin's coming to go and to take the metaltalin. Bishlosha, it's got to be evaluated in front of three. Karkos basar, when it comes to karka, it's got to be done in front of 10. Okay, makes sense when it's coming to remove something, to be poed at, you know, from Hektish, you have to have three to make sure that it's done properly, because if it's not done properly, then it remains in the state of Kedusha, and therefore the person who goes to redeem it is going to be over Me'ila if it's used, right? Because something that still belongs to Beis HaMikdash and is used is going to be Me'ila. But if you're going to bring it up to Hektish, why do you need three? Amalei, so he said, Svaru, it's logical. Malia, Yule, Malia, Fuke. What's the difference between bringing something in and moving it out? This is the Gemara of Fuke, my time. What's the reason why when you're removing it from Kedusha, from Hekdesh, you need three? Because Domatai, maybe make a mistake. So Yule Nami, also when it comes to my eyelid, Domatai, maybe going to make a mistake. He's not going to pay the full amount that he owes to Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we say you have to have three that's there in order to take care of this. Zach, the next part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer. He says one of them has to be a Kohen, one of the people that are involved of those three. Amalei Rabbi, Rabbi Papala Abaye, Bishlam Rabbi Huda. Okay, it makes sense according to Rabbi Huda, who says it's to be a Kohen. Hadduchs of Kohen, that's where it says the word Kohen when dealing with these parashas. Elul Rabbanon, Kohen Lomelo. According to Rabbanon, who say you don't need to use a Kohen, so why does it have the word Kohen written over there? Says Gemara, Kasha, good question. Next part of Mishnah, Karko, Sish of a Kohen, when it comes to Kak, you need nine and a coin. You have to have nine and a coin that are there to go and to be pulled at. Minani Bili, Omar Shmuel, Asara Kohanim, Ksuvim Parsha. It says the word Kohen 10 times when it comes up during the Parsha. Chal Gufe, one for itself, and Hanoch Chavim Miot Achim Miot. And then, I'm sorry, Chad, let's try that again. Asara Kohanim, Ksuvim Parsha, Chal Gufe, one for itself, that one of them has to be a Kohen. But the other times it mentions the word Kohen, Hanoch Chavim Miot Achim Miot, are excluding after excluding, vein miyat achamiyat ela l'rabos. You only have that in order to come to include something. Amiyat achamiyat, vein miyat achamiyat l'rabos, so afilu tes Yisrael, v'echad kohen, that even if nine are Israelites, meaning, yeah, Yisraelim, and one is a kohen, whoops, right? Now it's time for the lightning round, right? One's, and even if nine of them are Yisraelim, and one of them is a kohen, you can go and do this. Meaning to say that only the first mention of the word Kohen is excluding non-Kohanim, as the other nine are following the first, and therefore they're coming to include. Frankly, we're maskev l'Rav Huna b'Rid Rav Nosson. Eima chamish Kohanim v'chamish Yisraelim. We should say, rather means five Kohanim and five Yisraelim, because each additional mention of Kohen should alternate between as a exclusion, and then including, excluding, then including. Everything says the Gemara. Kasha, good question. Last part of the Mishnah says, v'adam keyotze bahen, and also a person has to be done by 10 also. Sounds like what? That if a person who is muktash wants to be poda himself, he has to have 10 people to go and do it. But that doesn't make any sense. A person can't himself become muktash. Right, so let's understand what's going on over here. It says the Gemara, Adam Mikadosh, can a person himself become Kadosh? Ah, what a powerful idea. We have to become Kadosh, Aboisai. We got to become Kadosh. Someone who says that I'm going to take upon myself the value of myself. Whatever my value is, I'm going to go and give it to the Beit HaMikdash. Then the person has to give to the base something the amount that he would be if he'd be sold as a slave. Evaluate. That's what he has to give. To tiny brother to the bride. Someone says that shaman is okay. Evan and him come a shuk. We evaluate him like Evan and a shuk. The Evan is kashal karkos and Evan is a hekesh too. Karka. So just like land is a bit of a ten, so too he does as well. Says Rashi. Vista chaltam osam paskamayakra. Boy, Rav Avin comes and asks a question. Sear ha'omed ligzos. Let's say somebody is makdish their hair that is ready to be cut, and he now wants to be poded. So Rashi's v'gedisho ba liftoso b'shavyo sha'osin miser adam nafa v'kilkali v'chabak. This is a person. You have hair that after it gets a certain amount, they would cut it. And we're saying it's grown longer than that amount that's ready to be cut. And it can be used for different things, says Rashi. You could use it as like a sieve or a cloth or a band, and therefore you have to evaluate how much it is. But how many people have to be there? Kegazos dame ubishlosha. I'm sorry, kegazos dame ubishlosha is considered it's already cut, it's not on hair anymore, and therefore you need three. Okay, mechubet dame ubasara, is it like it's connected and it's like a person, and therefore you need 10. Toshima, makdish is avdo ein molimbo. Someone who's makdish is evet kenani. Not over an iser of meila when he goes in and uses it. Rashi says the evid harehu kekarka vei meila bekarka. Meseches meila gamar. We learn meila. We learn chet chet mitruma beperek anenet. Amishim megamil amer lola misaro. He does. He's over iser meila by using his hair. Says Rashi desaru lav kegufo vavli kishar metaltalin. Ah, v'kaybalon desairo ha'omed ligzos pligi, and we say that that's what they're arguing over. Shmami not. So learn from here that they already have this machlokas about whether it's considered like the goof, and therefore it's not a problem in over mila, or it's not, and therefore over mila. Demahad tanoi kanai tanoi. So let's say that these tanoim, tanakam shem gavliel, like the following. The time we're looking at Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Devarim Shem Kikarka Veim Kikarka. There's some things are like karka, some things and not like karka. Rashi says, Kikarka Mechubarim Lekarka, and Kikarka Elke Metatlan, it's considered like Metatlan. Vein Chacham Modum Lechum, or not Maskim. Kate said, how so? Esa gufanim teunos v'sarti l'chat. If somebody says, I gave 10 vines with you that have fruit on them, right? He says that he gave them these 10 vines, and now he wants to get paid for them, saying that either the person ruined them, right, or that he took the grapes. The other one says, no, it was only 5. That he's like, well, the mix of it, Ramir Mechayev, he says that the person is not chayev to swear. Anything that's attached to the land is like the land itself. We're talking about grapes that are ready to be picked off the vines, right? Once it's not getting any more sustenance from the ground itself, it's ready to be picked, says Rashi. That, the omdosli batzahin, right? So therefore, it's like it's already picked. So, Mar Savar Kibitsuros Damyan, one says, Mary, he says it's considered it's already picked. He is of the opinion like it is already taken off, and therefore it's considered metaltalin. You gotta swear. Mar Savar Lav Kibitsuros Damyan, they're not considered like they're taken off, and therefore they're considered like karka, and there's no shavua. Oh, this is just like the Machlokasim Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon both look at it like it's metaltalin, meaning the hair and the grapes. And, oh, I'm sorry. Like metaltalin. And the Tanakama, both of them, they look at it like they are karka. So the Gemara, lo, nice try. That is not the case. I feel the term Rabbi Meir, because you could say even Rabbi Meir would be masking with Shimon Gamliel, with the one who argues with Shimon Gamliel, the Tanakhama over there. The Adkan lo kama Rabbi Meir Hassam. Rabbi Meir only says over there by the grapes that something that's ready to be cut off is considered like it's already cut off. Kol kama deshafka luhu michash kachashay. As long as the grapes are still, if you have ripe grapes that are left on the vine, they're going to start to deteriorate. They're going to go down and they're going to start to become rotten. So therefore, once they're no longer getting the nourishment from the vines, it's considered like they're cut off. Aval sa'aro, but in the case of the hair, kol kama deshafke luhu ashbuchim mishbach, mishabeach, but leave it on, it gets better and better. So even Rabbi Meir would maybe mask it to Shimon, to the Tanakhama of Shimon, that's considered like it is still considered attached to the ground. So nah, that's not these. So no, they're not a parallel machlokas. Dine nefashos zok the heilige mishnah. Oh, I guess I said this the last time. Anyway, dine nefashos be'esem mishlosha. That is, it's 23 judges. 23 judges. Then it got into the cases of animals that are sodomizing and something like that. It's also going to be 23. Kapasik vitani. It taught straight up that it's got to be 23. Loshna rovea zachar, loshna rovea nekir. It doesn't matter whether it's a male or a female that was involved in this. Bishlam rovea nekir makes sense if it's a nekiva. Dechsev arakta sa isha vesmehima. Pasuk says you shall kill the woman and the behema. Of ela rovea zachar minolin. I don't know that if it's a zachar, then that's going to be the case. It's 23. Dechsev kol shochev and behema mos yumas. And since this is already spoken up straight up, im eno inyan l'shochev, because this pasuk, this idea was already discussed in another pasuk. So therefore, we say that im eno inyan l'shochev, if this is not connected to the shochev, then teneo inyan l'nishkav. Do it. Talk about the nishkav, the one that's getting nishkavized. So a man that willingly brings that animal on himself. Va'afki rachmana b'lashon shochev la'kushe nishkav le'shochev. And the Torah brought these two things together in order to equate one to the next. Ma shochev hu behem tov esem shlosha, av nishkav hu behem tov esem shlosha. Both cases are going to be with 23. Zok, the next part of the Ilga Mishnah, shor nishkav esem shlosha, that is a shor nishkav, that is an ox that's going to be stoned. Every ox got to get stoned. It's got to be 23. Shenema, ashor yisakil v'gam be'olav yumas, like it says, the ox will be stoned and its owner will be put to death. That's that, my friends, is straight up pasuk in the Torah. Now, the type of death that the owner has, so too the ox has. Who says that when the pasuk says, and also its owner will be put to death, comes to teach that the way in which the owner is going to be put to death, so too the ox is going to be put to death. Beep, turn the page. Let's say that the pasuk comes to teach that the owner is actually put to death. We were equating it to say how many people have to be there to be part of the judgment. But why don't we go even further and say that it means actually to go ahead to be killed? That if an ox kills a man, its owner is executed, right? And therefore go with the literal. Let us just say v'gam ba'olav and then be quiet. And we would have understood that the owner is going to be killed. Even the pasuk did not add the words, will be put to death. Since the pasuk decides to go and add this, it's teaching us that the pasuk is not meant literally. It's just coming to compare the ox's death sentence with the way and that the owner would be put to death if it were to be killed. But obviously when the owner is not killed in such a situation. If the pasuk would have said this, if the pasuk would have said v'gam ba'olav, and it wouldn't have said yumas hava mina b'skila, then I would think that the owner, like the ox, is killed by skila. The fact that it says yumas has come to teach that the owner, not like the animal, is killed by chenek. So they clearly can't be. Then therefore this. Can't be the way it understood. Says the Gemara, "Beskila sakatatech." You would think that the owner would be killed by skila. Katol ihu besayef. If the owner himself killed a person, he would be killed by sayef with a sword. But mamonu beskila, and would you think that it's property, meaning the ox would be killed by stoning? Of course not. Therefore, yumas is not necessary, like he said. Vidoma says the Gemara back on the Abaye, he flips it back and says, Vidoma hide the Kosachman, you must lakuli live. Maybe it's coming to be Makel in the penalty. La fuke misaya flchedek, to remove it from that of sword, to put it to those of being chenek, of strangled. And therefore this knocks off Rava's idea that Yumas was unnecessary. Honey, Khalaman Damer Chedek Hamar. Okay, now we get into a whole discussion about which type of Misa is more intense. Hanicha, this goes works well according to who says that chenek is more chamor than according to that. So that works. But el lamad amir chenek kill. You're going to say chenek is more mekel. Michael, what are you going to say now? Don't think that if an ox kills, its owner is killed like a buyer would think, right? Tachsev im kofar yusha salav, because it says, im kofar is like a ransom, the money that you pay is put on him, the owner of the ox, which is telling us that he just has to pay money. If he's like a bar katolo, if you would think that he's going to be killed, then he wouldn't be paying. Varksev lo sikhu kofar le nefesh yoseach. We know that you don't take money for the life of a murderer. So, and the Torah says that he has to go and pay. It's showing that he's not going to be killed. So the Gemara, Adarabba, Mishum Higufa, because of that question itself, the Torah tells us that you could take money from the ox's owner, meaning to say there's a difference between a murderer and the owner of an ox of a murderer. Katal Iyu, that is, if he himself goes and kills, Lotiskeli Mamonu Elibikdala, it's not enough for him to go into pay, Kofar, but he has to actually be killed himself for a Kapara. Katal Shor, but if his ox killed, Lifugnafshi Mamonu, then let the owner redeem his life with just money. Abaye's question, therefore, comes back. Why not explain the Mishnah's pasuk literally to mean that the ox's owner is going to be killed? Ella Amar Chizkia v'chein tana de Rebbe Chizkia Amar Kar Mos Yumas Hamakar Vatzeachu. Pasuk says the one that gave the smackdown is going to be killed. He is a murderer. Al Ritzichas Atahargo, only on him killing dudes to get killed via Tahargo. Al Ritzichas Shor, but not if his animal is a thing participating in the killing. We learned in the Mishnah that if an animal is involved with a nearby roveo or kills a person, it's got to be 23. So the Gemara is now going to ask a question whether another animal who is going to be killed should have the same din. Shor Sinai Bekama. A Shor Sinai. What is a Shor Sinai? We know that we went to Har Sinai, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyachol was there on the mountain. Hashem said, there's no coming on the mountain, even animals. So what happens to an ox? If it went to Har Sinai, then Bekama. How much would you judge it in order to be killed? Mi Gamar Sha'a Midoros Olo. Do we learn out the laws of Sha'a, temporary idea, that of Har Sinai, from the law of Doros, of the generations, or not? Meaning, just like the animal that's involved with rovea or murder That's 23. So to the one that went to the mountain. Toshima, let's take a look. The Tani Rabbi Rechetzke im behema im ish lo yichya. The pasuk says that an animal or a man will not live. And when Har Sinai, which is telling a hekesh, ma ish bechav gimel, a behem bechav gimel, just like a person's chav gimel, so to an animal is also with chav gimel. So that would also be with 23. Okay, zok the next part of the Mishnah. Hariv ve'azev, hadov ha'nam ve'abardlis v'anachash. The wolf, the lion, the bear, the leopard, the bardless, or let's say a snake. They are done with 23. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Yishlakash. Ve'hu sheh. Hey, miso. This is talking about only if they actually killed a person. Aval, loy miso love. If they didn't kill a person, then no. Then you don't go ahead and you don't kill them. Alma kasava yishlam tarbus yishlam bailam. Amasbir yishlakis holds that these animals can be tamed and they have owners. Since they're considered the property of someone, they can't be killed unless they're dangerous. What does that mean? That they actually went ahead and they killed someone. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, afal pishaloi miso. Even if they didn't kill anyone, they still can be killed. He's Alma Kasavra, Einlam Tarbus, Einlam Bailam. He's of the opinion that they can't be tamed, therefore they're not considered like they have any owners over here. In the Torah, Aser is raising dangerous animals. A person cannot actually consider like they own it, and therefore it's considered like a tefker, and it can be killed. Says Rashi, Klomer, Ein Shem Bailam Chalaleim. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Omar, Kol Kol Malhargum Zalcha. Anyone who goes and kills the first is Zalcha. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, of course, makes sense. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says like they're Hafka, Lamai Zalcha. So, what did the person actually acquire? Right, zacha leoran is acquiring their or their hide. Because someone kills a behemoth's hefker, then they get their hides. Rashi says the or shalom, kivin the inlam bailam. El Rish Lakish lamai zacha one of the zochin. Kivin shemiso once again kills once the animal killed a person. Shavinu rabbanon command the gomer denial. It's considered as if a court sentenced it to death. And the Surah Hanah, you know, these consider a Surah Hanah. So why does it say that whoever kills them gets their hide? Says, my Zacha, Zacha L'Shamayim. That is, he gets Zuchus and Shamayim. Rashi says, Zacha L'Shamayim Tzedakah Asa. He did some sort of good thing, beautiful thing. Tanya Kavasei Dereish Lakish, Riva Brai, so his backs up Reish Lakish. Echad Shor Shemis, if either an ox killed V'echad behemah v'chay shemis, or an animal or a chaya kills, b'chav gilm is going to be 23. But that's the omer, shor shemis v'esam m'shlosha, v'sha behemah v'chay, so misu kol kodim l'horgan zocha behemah l'shamayim. The zocha shamayim, which goes according to Reish Lakish, which says you go and you kill it, then you get schar for doing such a thing. It's not that you get the or of the behemah. Rabbi Akiva omer, Rabbi Akiva says, his animal judges 23. Rabbi Akiva hanu tanakam, it's the same as tanakam, both say 23. Is a snake. According to tanakam, even a snake that kills us to be judged with 23, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can kill it without any thinking about it. Go ahead and kill this snake. Get rid of it. It's Donskis. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.